the story. In the autumn of 1626, a politician in the city of Amsterdam wrote the following letter to the Legislative Assembly of the Netherlands. High and mighty lords, here arrived yesterday the ship which on the 23rd September sailed from New Netherland. They report that our people there are of good cheer and live peaceably. Their wives have also borne children there. They have bought the island Manhattan from the savages for the value of 60 guilders. And that's the earliest known document relating to the local history of Manhattan Island. It also refers to something which one day would be called history's greatest real estate deal, the purchase of the island itself for what amounted to $24 worth of beads and trinkets. Now, that much you learned in grammar school. Now you're going to learn the rest of the story. It was only after the English swiped Manhattan from the Dutch that it became known as New York. Prior to that, it was known as New Amsterdam, the governmental seat of the Dutch colony New Netherland. Peter Minuit was the original director general of the colony. He made all of the laws, acted as a judge in all legal matters. His authority was unquestionable. It was he, acting on behalf of the Dutch West India Company, which personally purchased Manhattan from the Canarsie Indians, May 6, 1626. To put things in perspective, the island is 13 and a half miles long, 2.5 miles wide at its widest, approximately 22 square miles of land. Minuit acquired it at about $1 a square mile. Historians are fond of citing, for the sake of comparison, a real estate transaction which occurred some three centuries later, when one square foot at the corner of Nassau and Wall Street sold for $622.29. Your pocket calculator won't even compute the rate of appreciation because there's not enough room for all of the numbers. More than 391 billion percent. If not fair, Peter Minuit's purchase from the Indians was legal. There was even an ornate document to seal the deal at the time. In the years since, the transaction's been listed among the shames of the white man, the great Manhattan swindle. Of course, the early European colonists rarely reimbursed the Indians at all for the lands they settled. Still, could $24 seriously be considered reimbursement for such an enormous piece of property? Well, this was the white man's real problem. He never gave the red man enough credit. For the purchasing power of the dollar in 1626 was such that in modern equivalent, Peter Minuit actually paid many thousands of dollars for Manhattan. And one thing more, he purchased the island from the Canarsie Indians. But the Canarsies did not live there. They were only visiting. What I'm saying is that the Canarsie Indians sold something they never owned in the first place. And after they ripped off the world's smartest real estate dealer, they got in their canoes and returned home. To Brooklyn. Now you know the rest of the story.